"Right your helm! Engines forward!" Commander Farragut called. These orders were executed, and the frigate swiftly retreated from this core of light. Oh, my mistake, it wanted to retreat. But the unearthly animal came at us with a speed double our own. We gasped. More stunned than afraid, we stood mute and motionless. The animal caught up with us, played with us. It made a full circle around the frigate, then doing 14 knots, and wrapped us in sheets of electricity that were like luminous dust. It retreated 2 or 3 miles, leaving a phosphorescent trail comparable to the swirls of steam that shoot behind the locomotive of an express train. Suddenly, all the way from the dark horizon where it had gone to gather momentum, the monster abruptly dashed toward the Abraham Lincoln with frightening speed, stopped sharply 20 feet from our side plates, and died out. But not by diving under the water, since its glow did not recede gradually, but all at once, as if the source of this brilliant emanation had suddenly dried up.